terms. When I am coming to terms, they come, and I watch them slosh by the window. This is a wooden block of time which blackens at sky and ground. We can't stop winding up, yelling from the backs of trucks on our way to one border or another. I can't keep tracks, they flee from me. I've forgotten the range of our instruments. Today they only crane their necks to stare, refuse to make sound. The cello balking at the double stop, the trumpet bowed over, clutching its mute. Tonight I'm sitting, trying to coax the piano into articulating its complaint. The keys stubborn. We stab at maps with sucked-on fingers. The silence is landlocking. I am merging onto several highways. I am in principle open to strangers. Still, the spaces keep growling for something. Tonight, down skinny streets in a city, all the adults are doubled over the cobbles, laughing or crying, I'm not quite sure, I've forgotten how to get close. Instead, I bob up and down like a meerkat, peering into letterboxes and down dresses. Sometimes I fall over myself, and this can no longer be an accident. We shouldn't be standing at an ATM. We shouldn't drink from rivers, shouldn't fill ourselves with thoughts of Giardia crawling through our body's linings. Still, there's only a snatch of a minute left till my mind reverts back to its mirrorings. I only hope in the interim something may have snapped. I look out, and the terms are still sloshing by our window, past cobwebs nestled in hedges like fog, barely there. I fashion some antlers to guard my brain. I fashion some worlds built of bits of sound I've captured, a radio's bristling, a sticky lock's turning, bare cough from the last truck out of the forest. And I keep the thought, the hope, that these sounds, these small attempts at breath, might hold us.